Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. I have wrestled today because I'm keenly aware of some things that are taking place around this world. Amen. And I'm perplexed because I see it happening so quickly, and it seems as though no one else cares.
Amen.
I'm going to take a few moments tonight and see if I can wake you up.
Amen.
Are you aware that there's a war going on?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And are you aware that this war could easily be the precursor,
yes, sir,
to something far larger?
Amen.
Than it is tonight. I told you when it started, it wouldn't be over in a week. The Russians thought they could walk in there and in 10 days it'd be over with and they could claim the land. Well, it just didn't happen that way. There's some facts you need to know. Number one, the Prime Minister of Ukraine is a Jew. Most people didn't know that. And Putin not only has Ukraine in mind, but many other nations as well. He's trying to rebuild the old Russian Empire. Now, I don't think he's going to be able to do it because he's already lost over 7,000 soldiers, wounded nearly 20,000 now. That makes a big hole in an army, whether you know it or not. Russia and Ukraine are the breadbasket of Europe.
Amen.
The wheat is grown in those two nations. Russia is the source of the great majority of the potash in this world. That means that fertilizer now is out of business. And even if it were, we couldn't buy it because we can't buy anything from Russia. There's been some stupid mistakes made in Washington. As a matter of fact, honestly, a second grader could outguess what's taking place here.
Amen.
But our leadership is blinded.
Yep.
Absolutely cannot see what's going on.
True.
And some of the statements he's made has made things even worse already.
Amen.
The gasoline that comes from Russia is now cut off. The fertilizer that would come from Russia is now cut off. Our farmers can't plant because they can't buy fertilizer. You're getting the picture.
Amen.
So there's no planting in Ukraine, no planting in Russia. And our nation is going to plant very little because of the fertilizer. Can't get fertilizer, can't plant. These farmers fertilize about three times a year, and they can't get the fertilizer. So that means the crop would be very slim, very poor, even if they did plant it. But they've got better sense than to do that, so they're only going to plant part of their fields. Now, what does that mean? That means that we're not going to have corn, means we're not going to have wheat. And corn and wheat make our
bread,
as well as the feed for our cattle and so on and so forth. So we're in big trouble.
Amen.
You don't think it's going to happen. I know. I'm looking at some of you right now. It's not going to happen. Listen to me and listen carefully. Even if this thing is fixed tomorrow, if the war is over tomorrow, there's no time to plant. We still can't buy fertilizer because of the decisions that have been made in Washington.
Amen.
And so that means that whether the war is over or not, we're still going to face this issue in a few weeks. And we better be praying that God will spare us through this.
Amen.
If it's His will.
Yes.
If not, then that's God. But we need to be making some right decisions right about now. Those decisions need to point us in the right direction as to what we're going to do to keep our family alive through the famine that's coming.
Amen.
Now, if you don't have the food, the farmers can't plant. You can't. Have you tried to buy a bag of fertilizer recently? It's unreal. It's about four times what it was last year. I went and bought some corn the other day for my birds. It's gone up 80%.
Already.
Now that's just the start. It's going to be going higher.
Amen.
Anything we buy, excuse me, I told somebody the other day, I have a frog in my throat, but I've changed it. It's an octopus. It's hanging on.
Amen. Come on,
brother. Looking at this situation, I want to turn your minds to chapter number 38 of the book of Ezekiel.
Yep. Amen.
Now, before I say this, I want you to listen carefully. Things are happening today that have never happened before in history.
Amen.
You're watching things happen tonight that has never happened in days gone by. But prophecy said it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, if God said it was going to happen, what do you think?
Amen.
It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. But whoever thought it would materialize so quickly as it has. I'm in chapter number 38 of the book of Ezekiel. Here, through the prophet, God is warning us of these things that are to come. I'm in verse 3. And say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog. This is the leader of Russia. He's called Gog in the scripture. The chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. These are the two major cities in Russia, Moscow and Tobolsk. And I'll turn thee back, put hooks in thy jaws, and bring thee forth, and all thine army, horsemen, and them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers, shields, all them handling swords. Listen carefully, Persia. Persia is modern day Iran.
Amen.
Did you know why Iran changed their name from Persia? To get their name out of the text.
Yes.
Wow.
Folks that are smart enough to remember World War II, the Iranians told Hitler, we are the Aryan race. You know anything about Hitler?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
They said, we are the Aryan race, and we'll change our name to Aryan or Iran in their land.
Yeah.
Just to please Hitler. They were on the side of Hitler. They've always been on the side of hell. Hello.
Amen.
And thank you.
Amen.
Persia. Ethiopia. Do we know what that is?
Yes.
That's Africa. Libya, part of Africa as well. And all them are coming with shields and helmets. Gomer. Who is Gomer?
Germany.
Germany. And wait a minute now. Hold on just a second. A few years ago, President Trump sat at the table with Prime Minister Merkel and handed her a white flag. She said, what's this for? He said, this is for you to hold up to Russia. You've already surrendered.
Amen.
And the reason he said that is because they signed a deal with Russia to get their gas, their fuel from Russia. Now, they are totally dependent upon Russia. Who owns them?
Russia.
Hear it? Russia owns them. Now, Germany is a part of that crowd that's going to come toward Israel. Hello? Togmar, who's that? Turkey. And all the other scattered peoples and so on. And you run through those nations that were overcome by Germany in the war. And every one of them are part of this coalition. As well as China. Now why and how China? Just months ago, an agreement was made between Russia and China. These people have never spoke before. They've never had anything to do with each other before. But now they are buddies. Now they are partners. So now that massive millions of men in this army that comes toward Jerusalem is all accounted for.
Sure.
Here they are from China. Who would have ever thought? Listen, 6 months ago, you'd have never thought that Russia and China would come together that quickly.
Amen.
And now, underhandedly, soon it'll be overhandedly, soon it'll be seen, but now China is backing Russia in this war.
True. That's right.
Man.
So already, they're a part of it.
Yep. Right.
Now listen carefully. Putin is not only after the Ukraine. You know where his eyes are set?
Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question. Why do these people, why do all of them hate the Jew? Have you ever thought about that? Why do they all hate the Jew? Because that Jew is God's chosen. And they are idol worshipers.
That's true.
They want to do away with the Jew. But now I have news for them.
Amen.
Let's turn to chapter number 39. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog. That's all that needs to be said. When God says, I'm against thee, nothing else needs to be said. You've had the lick, honey. You may as well lay down, practice bleeding and dying. Because God's already laid a curse upon you. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, I'll turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Leave but a sixth part of thee and cause thee to come up from the north part and bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand and cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. And thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and the people that are with thee. I'll give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beasts of the field to devour. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. I'll send a fire on Magog, that's Russia, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of the people of Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. All that crowd. And further on, the text says that when this war is over, this battle is over. By the way, Israel doesn't fight the battle. God fights the battle for them and slays them upon the mountains with hailstones, hello, and destroys them by turning sword against sword, their own people, and slays them, and for 7 months actually, the children of Israel are going to be constantly employed burying the dead. Now look here. Have you seen any pictures of the war where they're burying the dead? You can see how they're doing it with bulldozers. They push out a spot and push those bodies together and push them off in there. How about spending 7 months doing that? We're not talking about going out there with a shovel and a pitchfork and a mattock and digging a grave. Oh, no, honey, that's not even in the cards. We're talking about huge machinery, digging holes and pushing dead bodies and bones into these holes. You talk about a slaughter. But God's sick and tired of it. Look up here. I'm sick and tired of it. We've lived. I've lived. And you that are with me, age-wise, we've lived in the glory years of our nation. We've really done that. We've been blessed beyond measure. God's made sure that we had plenty to eat. He's kept us through these years. Our medicine is superior to any in the world. Our armed forces superior to any in the world. And because of that, we've had peace. Yes. Now, the sad thing about the present administration is they don't think we need to have an army. They don't think we need to have a navy. We don't need to have an air force. We don't need any of that because this world's going to be a peaceful world. I don't know how you can be more blinded than that. Peace comes through strength, not through weakness. If you're weak, somebody's going to take your bread. Somebody's going to steal your lunch if you're weak. But we've lived in this pleasant time in America. That time may be coming to an end. It really may be coming to an end. And hey, listen, if it does, all well and good. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. All of this points to Jesus coming for His church. Every bit of it. When Russia decided to invade Ukraine, I thought, boy, this thing is sitting up nicely for Jesus to come. And the prophecies that were to be fulfilled have been fulfilled. And the next thing on God's calendar is the horn blowing. And God's little young'uns leaving out of here. So be encouraged. In spite of all that's happening in this world, I'm disgusted with our nation. I don't know when I've ever been so disgusted in my lifetime as I am with our nation. Those of our policymakers we have chosen and put in places of authority men and women who are the dregs of morality. And we think something good's going to come out of that? Those who hate the God we love, those who hate the Word of God, those who hate the church. And we think something good's going to come out of that? Hey, listen, now I'm not just talking about Washington now. I'm talking about our state. I'm talking about our local government.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
We need to be asking questions of these folks that are running for office right now. We need to be asking them questions.
Yes.
It wouldn't hurt to know if they knew what a woman was.
Amen.
Hey, look at here. I never had to have anybody tell me what a woman was. When I was just a little fella, I knew that people that weren't like me were women.
Amen.
I knew that those who had long hair and wore dresses and sashayed around, you know, they didn't walk like I walked.
Amen.
I knew there were women.
Yes, sure. Amen.
But now we have a candidate for the Supreme Court of the United States of America that refuses to give a definition of a woman.
Yeah.
You know why?
She don't know.
Oh, she knows. But she's not going to tell because she don't want to offend that crowd that don't know. When I was growing up, I never wanted to be a woman. Never had a desire to be a girl. Never did. Mama was a girl in our house. That's all we needed, one girl.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
And then when I grew up, I got to thinking a little different about girls.
Right.
And I decided one day I wanted one.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Well.
Yeah.
She's always been a woman. She's never come to me and said, Larry, could I be a man? And God knows I've never went to her and said, honey, could I be a woman?
Amen.
If there's anything sissy about me, honey, I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's the shape we're in America.
Amen.
When they ask you for your vote, you need to say, what do you believe about the Word of God? Is it the Word of God?
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. If they can't give you an affirmative answer, you ought to say, sorry, I'll vote for somebody else.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. Christian people haven't given a rip down through the years who they vote for.
Amen.
Right.
20 years ago, I said, if you can vote the Democratic ticket, you cannot possibly face God as a Christian.
Amen.
Made a lot of folks mad. I mean, not one or two. I made a lot of folks mad. Because Florida at that time in that neck of the woods was Democrat country.
Yes, it was.
And let me tell you why I said that. Anyone that can vote to kill babies.
Amen.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you understand the one thing that God in heaven will not tolerate is the shedding of innocent blood?
Amen.
Now, he'll put up with a lot of idol worshiping. He'll put up with a lot of other junk. But when it comes to shedding innocent blood, God must judge.
Amen.
And America has shed the blood of the poor and innocent.
Amen.
So much so.
Amen.
How sad. How sad.
Very sad.
Now, do you suppose that God is going to just let us ride the bus on in?
No.
Without having a flat tire and running out of fuel?
No.
Running over something in the road? No.
Amen.
No. We have a responsibility as Christians to vote right.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
To do right.
Yes, sir.
To live right.
Yes.
And to be bright.
Yes. Amen.
That means don't be ignorant.
Amen.
Don't be simplistic in what you do. Don't just be like everyone else and decide that you're going to stay there and you're happy where you are. Ignorance loves company. You're aware of that, don't you?
Yes.
And most people would rather be ignorant than to know anything about what's going on around them. Folks,
Amen.
This thing is shaking.
Yes, that's the truth.
And it could easily fall. Quickly.
Yes.
America is in the dregs of ungodliness.
Amen.
And this world, you've just heard, I just told you the shape this world is in, and that's only a caption of it. So we're in a situation to where if we don't wake up as God's people, first of all, pray.
Yes.
Secondly, tell your neighbor to prepare. And you prepare.
Amen.
Do something. I don't know how long this thing could last, but it could last for quite a while.
Amen.
It may be a while before you get a slice of bread.
Amen.
It's true.
I went to see Brother Bob Stouth the other day. He and I were talking. And he said, Brother Larry, what's it going to be like when we can't get a slice of bread? What's it going to be like when a slice of bread is going to cost us $20? But you know who cares? Very few. This can't happen to us. This can't happen to us. I'm going to say this and I'm finished. I heard a politician the other day say this will not affect us. This will not affect us because it's over there. What do you do to wake people up like that? Listen, somebody dropped that boy on his head long ago and it never has cured.
Right.
That's the truth, brother. Amen.
Everything over there affects us.
Yes.
Amen.
This has become a global situation rather than just a national situation.
Yes.
We depend too much on other nations.
Yes.
One of the most stupid, and I'm using the word as I mean it, stupid things our administrators have done, our leadership has done in America. Just say it right, Mr. Biden has done in America was shut down our fuel production.
Yep. Yes, it will. Amen.
What in the world? Who with good sense? Oh, we're going to clean up our footprint. So your neighbor is burning coal. Dirty coal and blowing it into the air. Do you know what our footprint is against all of those?
Yeah.
It's in the minus numbers.
True.
So what in the world are we going to contribute or turn from or do to add to all of that just by pumping our own fuel? And doing it clean, by the way.
Yeah.
America, pumps its fuel and refines its fuel cleaner than any nation under the sun.
Amen.
But here you are, paying over $4 a gallon unless you buy garbage.
Amen.
And some of this fuel you ought not burn.
Amen.
In your lantern.
That's right.
And if you come to me personally, I'll tell you. But some of it you don't even need to put anywhere, let alone in your automobile. You're going to have to keep that automobile. Did you hear this? You're going to have to keep that automobile. You're not going to be able to buy an automobile. First off, you're not making enough money to buy an automobile. And secondly, if you order one, it'll take you a year to get it.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Then who knows if it breaks down, who's going to fix it?
Yes, sir.
I have an automobile right now. I had in the shop three times. They couldn't fix it. I brought it home and fixed it in 15 minutes.
Amen.
They had it for over a month.
Amen.
Hey, if they're that ignorant and can't fix a Chrysler van in over a month,
yeah.
Hello?
That's right.
Why they go with all this new stuff? I'm just telling you how it is, folks. Listen, you need to open your eyes. You need to look up. You need to realize that something big is on the horizon. Hey, and God's little young'uns need to prepare to go to the house.
Yes.
Trim the lamps. Keep looking up. And rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
This book has already told us what's going to happen.
Right.
Now rejoice in the Lord. Hey, if you never believed the book was right before in your life, all you got to do is read these two chapters, and it's like reading the morning newspaper.
Right.
So here we are in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Let me take that back. The land of the bondage and the cowards.
Amen.
A survey was taken just a few weeks ago of young men who were military age. And they were asked if they would fight for their freedom. The vast majority of them said no. You see what we've reared on couches with these little things in their hands doing this kind of thing? We're all guilty.
Amen.
Need to put their little butts in the cornfield.
Amen.
If they don't want to go, wear them out.
Amen.
Put them to doing something. Instead of sitting around making up meanness in their minds.
Amen.
And too cowardly.
Amen.
To fight for their freedom.
Amen.
We've had it too easy.
Amen.
We've had it too easy.
Amen, brother. That's right.
In all probability, with exception of the amount of munitions, Israel is the greatest army in the world.
Amen.
You know why? Because they're fighting all the time. Fighting constantly to preserve their land. Hey, God's people need to be fighting constantly to preserve what God's given us and the message that God's given us, this book that God's given us. Earnestly contend for the faith.
Amen.
I wish I had better news for you.
Awesome.
But the greatest news I can give you is that this book's right.
Amen.
And Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And who knows? It may be tonight.
Amen.
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 God's leadership, we return to 1 John chapter number 4 on next week. But I thought you needed to know that, and I've wrestled today as to which way to go, but I believe we've done what God wanted us to do. I believe God's people need to be aware. And we need to be aware from folks that we have some confidence in. And if you don't have any confidence in me, surely you have confidence in the Word of God.
Amen.
You can believe the book. There it is in front of us. The map's been drawn. The thing's been laid out. It's going to happen according to God's plan. It always does. Let's stand to our feet.